Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and we're joined today by State Senator Ken Rosenboom.
All right, Ken, thanks for joining us on the program today. Again, we're joined by State Senator Ken Rosenboom, and you're actually on the Senate floor right now. What's the vibe up there at the Capitol right now, Ken?
Well, we've adjourned for the day as far as any floor debate and voting, but this is the last day before the second funnel, which means there's a lot of committee work going on right now. House bills that have come over to the Senate and Senate bills that went over to the House, they're going through the committee process, and they have to make it through that process by tomorrow to stay alive for consideration by both houses. So a lot of committee work today.
Well, we talked about the first funnel and how a lot of things, as you mentioned, people are trying to get it through the process. Are these the types of things that made it through funnel one and now they've got to make it through a second funnel, or are these new things at all?
Well, what's going on here in the second funnel is bills that survived the process in the House. They made it through the first funnel. They got on the floor of the House and they were passed. Those come over to the Senate. And so the Senate committees, appropriate committees, have to go through those on this side of the rotunda, review those, perhaps make changes, amendments, and get them onto the floor for debate and vote. And that's where we're at right now. The same is true. The Senate passed votes have gone over to the House, so House committees are dealing with our Senate votes. Because we keep in mind that all legislation has to pass both houses before it can go to the governor. So it's just a winnowing process. You have to have some deadlines in place so that the process has a shape and a form and a deadline, and that's where we're at now. Anything that doesn't survive this weekend is dead for the session. Now, there are exceptions to that. Any tax and spending bills, appropriations, ways and means considerations automatically stay alive, and that's usually where we end up the session, is dealing with tax issues and spending issues.
Well, if you had to guesstimate, what percentage of things brought before you guys make it through the first funnel and then the second funnel, if you had to guess?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I heard somewhere this year there were like 500 bills in that neighborhood, roughly 500 bills that were put forth by different legislators. And I don't know, in the Senate side, we've probably debated and voted on, I'm going to say somewhere in the neighborhood of 120 bills that have got through the process so far in the Senate. And I would say the House is probably similar to that. So I would say there's a total of a couple hundred bills that survived the first funnel, and then I wouldn't guess how many are going to survive the second funnel here.
Well, let's talk about some of the specific bills that may be of interest to you and what you'd think would be of interest to our listeners. What sticks out in your mind?
Well, I don't know. I want to start with what's considered a social issue, the matter of abortion, the matter of webcam abortions, which the Board of Medicine in Iowa said was not an acceptable practice. They said that last year, and then that decision was taken to the court where it stands today. But the House, four or five weeks ago, passed House File 2175, which basically outlaws telemedicine abortions, which are remote abortions, remotely controlled. And that bill is guaranteed to die in the Senate because the Democrat majority will not advance that bill through the committee process. So we've asked them personally. I talked to senators, encouraged them to give us a chance to debate and vote on that. And we've asked them in a public way here from the floor of the Senate to move that bill forward, but that's falling on deaf ears. So that's disappointing to me. There's several other things. This year seems to be marked with more mundane work than last year. Last year there were some big ticket items, property tax reform, education reform, Medicare expansion. This year we don't have those big, what I consider to be big policy pieces of legislation. This is more cleanup work, detail work. There'll be some flashpoints yet, I would think, when the House and the Senate each get done with what they're willing to put up with. We'll see what's left and what we can send to the governor.
Well, we definitely appreciate your time, Ken. Again, that's State Senator Ken Rosenboom joining us from the floor of the Senate up in the Capitol in Des Moines. Ken, we look forward to speaking with you again in a couple weeks, and hopefully everything's still moving smoothly for you guys.
I appreciate it, Jess, and always nice to talk to you.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, State Senator Ken Rosenboom, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.